This is Akashvani, the news read by Aparajita Nair. India has slammed Pakistan for misuse of the Organization of Islamic Cooperation platform. Replying to a query during media briefing in New Delhi this evening, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said, "It is a long-standing habit of Islamabad, and New Delhi has regularly spoken out against it and raised the issue with friends and partners in the OIC.
It's a habit of long-standing, one that we have regularly spoken out against and also raised with our friends and partners in the OIC. There is a certain view about these shenanigans that Pakistan practices in the OIC on the part of our colleagues and friends amongst the other members of the OIC, but we will continue to share our views and bring to their attention what exactly we think of these attempts that Pakistan habitually makes."
Replying to a question on the Russia-Ukraine war, the Foreign Secretary said, "It is going to be a significant area of discussion during Prime Minister's visit to Saudi Arabia." He noted that the Prime Minister has articulated India's position on the need for dialogue to address and resolve the issue, encouraging the principal protagonists to sit around the table and find a solution. Prime Minister Narendra Modi will embark on a two-day visit to Saudi Arabia on Tuesday at the invitation of the Crown Prince and Prime Minister of the Kingdom of Saudi Arabia, Prince Mohammed bin Salman. This will be the PM Modi's third visit to the kingdom. Briefing media in New Delhi this evening, Foreign Secretary Vikram Misri said, "The visit is important on account of the obvious significance of Saudi Arabia as a strategic partner for India." The Foreign Secretary said, "The Prime Minister and the Crown Prince share a very close personal relationship with a lot of warmth and respect for each other, and the bilateral relationship has gained a lot from strategic guidance at the topmost level." West Bengal Governor Dr. C.V. Ananda Bose visited the violence-affected areas of Samsherganj and Jafarabad of Murshidabad district today. He has assured all help to the families of those killed during violent protest against the Waqf Amendment Act in Murshidabad. In Samsherganj, the governor met the family members of the father-son duo who were killed by an unruly mob on the 12th of this month. The police have arrested three persons in connection with the killing, including the key accused, Inmajul Haq. People of Jafarabad demanded border security force camps for their protection. On the other hand, five-member team led by National Commission for Women Chairperson Vijaya K. Rahatkar visited the family of those killed in violence on 12th April during anti-Waqf protests in Samsherganj. 11 people have lost their lives after a four-story building collapsed in the Mustafabad area of Delhi during the wee hours today. Five people rescued from the debris are undergoing treatment, while six injured have been discharged after receiving medical care. The National Disaster Response Force, along with the police, fire department, Delhi Disaster Management Authority and other agencies, are engaged in the rescue operation. Responding to the incident, Delhi Chief Minister Rekha Gupta expressed her condolences and ordered an investigation into the matter, assuring strict action against the culprits. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed sadness on the loss of lives due to a building collapse in the Dayalpur area of northeast Delhi. In a social media post, Mr. Modi expressed condolences to those who have lost their loved ones. Union Information and Broadcasting Minister Ashwini Vaishnav has said that the world of creators and their economy is going through a fundamental change. Interacting with the news media today in New Delhi ahead of the maiden World Audio Visual and Entertainment Summit, Mr. Vaishnav said, "With the advent of technology, the old model is giving way to the new model, creating opportunities as well as challenges." The minister said Waves is emerging as a global connector between creators, buyers and markets for scalable creative solutions. In IPL T20 cricket, Gujarat Titans defeated Delhi Capitals by 7 wickets in a table-topping clash at the Narendra Modi Stadium in Ahmedabad. Gujarat Titans comfortably achieved the target of 204 runs, losing 3 wickets in 19.2 overs. Meanwhile, in another match, electing to bat first, Lucknow Supergiants have set a target of 181 runs before Rajasthan Royals. And that is the end of this news bulletin.